couple of years.
I think that was while
more than
I,
that.
While I was off.
When Bob changed that to special use.
It's been longer than that. Mm-hmm. The house that you're referring to, does it have a special use permit at this point? Or is it just being used for nighttime?
No, you've had one that came through.
I thought there was, but I can't remember.
I can't either. The location.
Just off the skyline. I'm pretty sure. And that is not on public sewer, is it?
No, it's...
Yeah, I think that was one of the things on the one, their sewer was very sufficient for the size of the house.
Yeah, that's why we put a riser that. And he has to pump it every so often.
I don't remember.
And then our staff will go out and double check the wastewater system and see if we can find any permits on it and past opening repairs or anything that could relate to the property.
But as far as the neighborhood, she's friends with all the, and they've never had a problem with, using it as a nightly rental. They have a lot of friends and family that come down all the time, so they stopped using it as nightly rental in 2005. So, but it's built for actually a vacation home.
So. Anyone else got anything?
I can only speak for myself. If you were to go ahead and pursue the process and it was approved and then they decided to sell the house and they came back, the criteria is not going to change. We can't just rubber stamp an approval. But if that meets the criteria for a nightly rental and somebody else comes in 6 months from now and wants to have that approved for a nightly rental, I don't understand why there would be a problem.
It's that has been done. That has been done before in the past.
But that's not necessarily true.
But you have to go through the whole process again.
Yes.
So we're just trying
that's the issue.
We are
going through the
believe
whole
it or not,
process
we're trying to help out sometimes.
All over again.
Anyone else? See you the second Monday of next month at 6:00.
Thank you.
Western Taney County Fire Protection District, number 17-7.
All right.
Tell us what you think you might
want to do. We're wanting to build another fire station.
Oh.
It'll be 300 Windmill Road.
Mm-hmm. Here's Windmill, right there. Of course, this is the exit off of 265. Rick probably knows where this is very well.
It's right where the old fire tower used to be, that road.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, the building was set right where the tower was. Okay. We bought the land. We bought 6 acres down there from conservation.
Conservation.
Yeah. You all know where that's at. It's just
I've not got it yet.
You're going down to Big Bear, Yogi Bear, to the highway on P
Highway that goes to Big Bear.
It's just right there on your right.
Okay.
It'll set right next to...
I got it highlighted in green there. Of course, that used to be a drive-through conservation area, park place, but it's blocked off. Here's kind of a concept that Mr. Single sent in. Of course, the drawing of Windmill Road. They've done a lot of work out there. These trees are all cleaned up. He's got me soils evaluation and working towards an on-site system. We'll cover all that in the public hearing, but here's a view of the property from the north. It's almost a 6-acre parcel. View from the south. View from the east, and a view from the west. I think, Jim, the building's going to sit right in here, kind of. Is that what you've got figured?
Yeah.
Okay. That's all I've got on the slides for the concept.
It'll be a fire station, and then we will have two apartments on one side for live-in family, and then it'll also, on the other side, we'll have three rooms for single firefighters to live in, so... There'll be residents at that station.
I have a question about that. I heard something just off the record and everything about the one that you built up on Briggs Road up in my area up there. And somebody seemed to think that the people living in the house were not firefighters. That would be a mistake, I
would
hope.
That wasn't our building that they were talking about.
But it's one of them. What's that one? Which one's up there? Central or this?
No, that's it. I mean, on Briggs Road, yeah, that's our Station 9. We have a duplex that we just built to it.
Yeah, I'm aware of it.
There's two families that
live there. It came through here.
Yeah, there's two families that live there.
And the families are firefighters.
Oh, they have to be in there. Yeah.
I just wanted to clarify that. Thank you. Well, I don't know about that. But.
Well, see, part of when they move in, they have to put so many hours. I mean, they get a break in the rent, you know, but what they do is they put so many hours in. So
I understand that, and that's the way it was set up when it came through, because I remember when that application came through. And I just.
Same concept.
You know, you hear things. And I
and this station will be the same concept.
I wanted a clarification for my use.
And that station is a success. We have two firefighters there, families, and you know, I mean, our living program's a success. Mm-hmm. That's why.
Well, if you have firefighters right there, it's definitely an advantage. I mean, any time that you cut off, is an advantage, of course.
And the placement of this station in that area, you know, when they redid the highway, it cut off some of them roads like Graham Clark Road. That you had to go around. Yeah. So some of those people that live down P Highway, down the end of Emerald Point, that puts them 5 miles, more than 5 miles from a fire station, which that ups their insurance rate. So this station here, it'll draw a pretty good circle around there, and we're going to help a whole bunch of people out down in that area.
Okay. Anything else? We'll see you the second Monday of next month.
Very good. Thank you.
Next one on the concept is Reese Nightly Rental, number
17A. Again, we got a zoomed out view. The Lone Pine one was right over here, but we're a little bit farther to the west. The county line's right there. And here we are highlighted right in the...
And you'll notice it's nowhere near Branson Creek, if that helps.
Right down below it to the south is the Majestic.
Not even close. It's lot one in there. And my reason for being here tonight is I want to start the process and getting a special use permit. I'm going to build. This will be my second nightly rental, and the first one worked out real well. Totally.
Give me just a second.
Oh, sure.
I'll give you about 2 minutes to evacuate or be quiet. Thank you, sir. You may continue. We want to hear what you got to say.
Well, I don't have a lot to say. I'm kind of new at this, but I'm building from the ground up. And I want to do it right, so I know I have to come in front of you folks and get all the permits necessary. And I've been working with Scott over there. I've sent him plans, and I've also brought additional plans. If you guys would like some, along with a copy of the plat, where it's going to be.
It'll be in our packet.
Yeah. Okay, I was just told to bring them tonight.
And we'll have time to review that before the next meeting.
Super.
I have. Perfect. I visited on the last pages the plat with the actual lot I'm looking to develop.
And before I got too far into this, I know that there are certain individuals that would like to see nightly rentals go away, so I figured I'd better start here and make sure I get all my ducks in a row before I go and invest $500,000 in a home that I can't use. Happy to answer any questions. The contractor that I'm using is one that's done the development at Branson Canyon. So he knows all about what is necessary from a fire suppression. I've called the fire department, got all the documentation necessary there, and I'll bring that on the 10th. Anything else? I got my tax papers in order. I've got it.
I think you're pretty good, really. This is just a preliminary.
Okay. Yep.
We'll need all of it next month.
All right. So if there's no
second Monday of next month, 6 o'clock.
I do have a question. Wait. It's directed more towards Scott.
Mm-hmm.
With the availability of the city sewer line just down the hill, since this is a new build, will he have to attach to that?
According to the plat, it goes right past my property, and yes, I will have to attach to that.
Well, not to the city unless that's a lift station down there. See that right here at the very top of the screen? Mm-hmm. That's either a wastewater plant or a lift station for part of the subdivision.
I think below that.
Yeah, the city line runs.
Yeah, see this road? Because I've driven this road down there, and that was either a wastewater plant or a lift station.
So you said what?
But these...
I've called the water, American Water or something
Missouri
like that.
American Water out there.
I called them, told them where it was. On that, they said, yes, we've got a line running right by you. And then I said, what about sewer? And they said that, to their knowledge, I mean, there's another house going in right now. There's three houses in that area. One's nightly rental, mine will be nightly rental, the other, I have no idea.
They're building the house right here.
Okay.
Yes. And he had a sewer connect to the back of his lot that I found. Mm-hmm. And I drove down, and I assumed, I mean, it's either a lift station or a sewer plant. And I can't remember if we got approval from City of Branson for that lift station, but I thought that was a sewer plant for this city. Little subdivision.
For the city?
No, this little sewer city. Plant for okay. that little
city. They call it Majestic Hills, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
And they told me that was there, and I would be able to attach to that at a fee, of course.
Well, it would probably be good if we had the details worked out before next month.
That's what we
so
do.
So we'd like to see, you know, you like to see it all in place if you can before you bring the application in.
Sure.
Sir, since there is already a nightly rental there, I guess the covenants and everything approve that.
I can't say because I don't think that they are permitted for a nightly rental.
Right. Okay.
It has been a nightly rental. That house was involved in a foreclosure.
Yeah.
And it was bought by a couple of times out of Kansas City. Husband and wife team. And it is one of the largest producing nightly rentals.
Same area.
Nightly rentals. However, I don't want to go on record as saying that it is in the nightly rental program because I don't know that it really is. I mean, nightly. It has a special permit. I can't answer that. And I certainly don't want to get him in trouble.
We denied just up the road from there last go around.
Okay, up the road.
A nightly rental. Show him that particular address right there.
There.
It's a different neighborhood.
Uh-huh.
You've got to drive down the same street to get there.
Okay.
And there was a lot of opposition. And was the determination that it did not fit that area.
Okay, even though there's another one back here and there's no other houses in there.
It may not be permitted.
Okay, it may be something else.
Right. Well, it may be illegal, which is something else.
Okay, help me understand that. I mean, that's why I'm here, is to get it legally.
Right.
So,
but I'm just saying that we did have one come before us that we did deny.
Okay.
In the neighborhood just above.
Okay. Well, the gentleman that I'm buying the lot from has agreed to write me a letter stating that he owns 11 of those lots in there.
Yeah.
And he said
he was
no,
here at the meeting.
Okay. And he said that he had no problem with it on that area when I told him what I wanted to do. So whether that makes a difference or not.
Sure. No, I'm just giving you a heads up that we've already looked at one in that area.
Okay. Well, if it's going to be denied, I don't want to drive another four
hours. I'm not going to tell you that.
Okay. Well,
that's not predetermined.
Well, thank you. Is there anything else? Any other questions? I'm sorry.
Well, this is kind of you don't own the lot yet, right?
No, I'm not going to buy it
the
until.
The same thing that we just looked at.
Yeah, we were talking about it a minute ago.
This is kind of we're going to have to figure out how to handle this.
Well, if you handle it like in the past, it's the representative.
Well,
you guys can always change that.
We may not have done it properly in the past.
Right.
What was suggested?
Well, I'm not saying you have to do it properly for me. I mean, I appreciate the efforts. Don't get me wrong. You guys do whatever you need to. But no, and it'll be a quick. I'm paying cash for it. And he knows that. And I told, I was straight up with everybody I've ever talked to about this. Is I'm going to build a nightly rental. Because I don't need a $500,000 home down here when I got one up in Topeka.
You're right.
I said, but I'm going to let some people stay here, and I'm going to make money off of it. Mm-hmm. And I said, if that doesn't go, and he thought about it. He called me back, the owner, and he said, you know, Mike, I've been thinking about it, and I bought all these lots, and I didn't want to put nightly rentals out here, but now the more I think about it, the more it makes sense. And
how, I said, how many total lots are in that subdivision?
I don't know about total lots. I can count real quick if you'd like me to. Yes, sir.
No, but I mean, we can't really look at them because we can't enforce. So it's kind of a quandary.
Is it 11 or 14 by one owner?
I think it's 11.
Okay.
Well, that's the majority part.
It is.
He can change the covenants
if he wants to at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But he hadn't done that as of last time.
Well, I think he's waiting on, well, I don't know about last time, but I think right now he's waiting on me. Because I told him, I said, hey, I'll buy one, two, or three lots here. Because, quite frankly, that ground up there has so much slope on it. that it's going to be difficult to develop those other two lots, and